Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, wrestling fans? It's Monday, January 12th. We just finished watching tonight's episode of Raw, and it's time to gather together for our Monday night tradition where the mega powers gather together to discuss this evening's events and invite all of you to join the conversation. Folks, if this is your first time listening to the show, remember, this is the most interactive post-Raw experience available. You can join the conversation at any time. You can call us via our phone line, area code 760-512-7247. Get yourself in queue. We'll be opening up the phone lines around 11:30 to hear your voice heard on this very program. And at any point, you can also join us via the chat room. Scroll on down. You can see lots of cool people already there, and we'll have more showing up as we always do. If you're a guest and this is your first time, register with blogtalkradio.com so you can use that chat room and chat with all the other awesome folks that are hanging around in here. To introduce the panelists we have this evening, I'll be hosting things. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. First off with us is the host of Addicted to Anime, which just had an episode of the last evening, and the owner of Unanimous Decision MMA, Mr. Steven Huego.
Hey, Mr. Curb Stomp.
That's not my move.
Oh.
I would definitely be a powerbomb kind of guy.
Yeah, that was awkward as fuck, though.
The leader of the Drew crew, Mr. Drew White.
Hey.
Hey.
Howdy.
From across the pond, Mr. Sean Walker.
I've had more fun watching my dog take a fucking shit than I have tonight watching this crap.
Fuck you, dude.
Oh goodness. And the owner of Smark Out Moment and Fanboys Anonymous, Mr. Tony Mango.
I could see myself being a Boston Crab kind of guy. Maybe I'm just hungry.
I've noticed you didn't call him President Anthony Mango today.
Do they serve the Boston Crab at Red Lobster?
I don't know, Drew, do they?
Boston Crab, they have the main crab there. Boston, you might be asking a little bit too much from them. Maybe if you're in the Boston area. If you're in the Boston area, they might have a special.
All right.
I had crabs once. I had to use my dog's flea killer to get
them. All right. Well, quite an interesting episode of Raw tonight. We saw a number of things. The Authority continuing to reign of terror across the roster, playing games with John Cena, tempting him with potentially bringing back Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, and Eric Rowan. Fortunately, he was not able to come through. We saw Brock Lesnar a number of times tonight. An historic announcement. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, finally inducted into the Hall of Fame, although done in a very awkward way. We're going to discuss all these things as we're going, and as I said, we want to hear what you out there got to say as well. Call in, join the chat room, all those things. Say, tell us what you got to say. First off, let's start with what we got to say. Gentlemen, I think the biggest news coming out of tonight from Raw is something that doesn't even necessarily have to do with Raw, but a long time coming, Macho Man Randy Savage finally taking his place, the first man announced as part of the Hall of Fame class of 2015. After all these years, hard to believe, whatever was holding him back has finally been cleared through. This man is going in. Saddest part of the whole thing is that this is being done posthumously. The man will not be there himself to give what would have been absolutely amazing speech and a memorable moment. Still, just watching this promo alone was a feel-good moment of the year for me. I am so happy that they went through with this. Guys, I want to hear what you got to say. I don't know which one you want to start it off. Whoever goes first, start it up.
Neat.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Macho Man deserves it. We've said it many, many, many times in the past that Macho Man should be in the Hall of Fame. So I don't think that there's really anything other to say than, you know, the positives and stuff. It does suck that Macho Man's not going to be there, and he should have been nominated for an induction, you know, 10 years ago. So they're late to the ball game, and it sucks that they didn't put their differences aside years and years ago. But it's better than nothing. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's better to be late than for it to never happen. So at least we know now he's going to be there. And thank God he's going to be headlining it, unless they pull something out of their ass right now. But it's nice to know that the Macho Man will be in the Hall of Fame. I believe you've guys said plenty of times that it's not an official Hall of Fame about one of the biggest stars ever in it. So it's, yeah, good for him. You know, I personally never got to see any Macho Man matches because, you know, fucking being young, right? Yeah, but yeah, Macho Man deserves to be in there. Anyone who knows history of wrestling knows that he is one of the biggest stars of his time. So yeah, good for him. I'm glad he's going in.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever a way people could have thought he was never going to go in. At some point, it had to happen eventually, and it's just kind of out of nowhere this year. And the way they did it too, like I think the Dirt Sheets did release this first, but after that happened, the WWE started posting on their app and on the WWE Network, hey, we're expected to possibly announce that Macho Man Randy Savage is going to go into the Hall of Fame tonight. You better tune into Raw to see if it actually happens, though. It's some kind of bullshit way to announce that. It might happen.
Yeah, I felt like they should have kept that like a little surprise. Like I think a lot of people knew that he was going to go in this year because of the Dirt Sheets, but they should have kept a little mystique about it. They didn't have to announce it. They could have been like, "Hey, we're going to announce somebody
the
tonight."
First Hall of Fame candidate, and they kind of missed the ball with that one. The whole thing about this induction that I don't like is, I'm glad he's going in, but it's always going to feel weird because we don't know the reason why he's being kept away so long. And there's some really fucked up rumors.
How do you, like, present that to the public? As a publicly traded company, how do you say, like, what it is?
Well, we don't know what it is, and that's why
we don't know.
But it
could be as simple as, like, some people say it's just over a Slim Jim sponsorship. And if that's what it is, that's fucking ridiculous.
And if that's what it is, there's no reason they can't say it. I mean, they brought to light a lot of the issues that happened with Ultimate Warrior, so I don't see why they can't do it with Randy Savage.
Stephanie's going to come out and be like, I remember Savage's Slim Jim. Oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said that.
God damn it, Tony.
It's a dick joke, that's the point.
Well, they announced that he is going to be inducted by a man that he has a lot of history with. Hulk Hogan, he was a member of the original Mega Powers with him. They battled each other when the Mega Powers exploded at WrestleMania 5. I should know that. It's WrestleMania 5, correct?
Fuck it.
First off, we're the original Mega Powers.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, then. Well, he's going to be the one doing the honors for that, and he's going to have to deliver a seriously knock-it-out-of-the-park speech because he's going to be the solo act going up there and doing this because, as I said before, Macho Man is not going to be able to come out there and accept it himself, unless maybe they will have someone come and accept it. And at that point, who? I just hope that Hogan isn't just using this as a way to put himself in the spotlight, because he is an appropriate person to do it. I don't think it was a bad choice. Honestly, I don't even know if I could think of anyone that's particularly better. The only other person would have been Liz, and fortunately she can't do it either.
Yeah. What I was thinking, you would suck, you know, how if, like, he went out there to, like, you know, cut a little spiel about Randy Savage, and then just out of nowhere, he's like, $9.99. Huh? What was that? I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that input, Drew.
I hope Miss Elizabeth goes in this year, too.
That's exactly something I was going to follow up. Does Miss Elizabeth go in? For that matter, a lot of people have been saying that Savage can't go in unless the whole Poffo family goes in. Will we see them come in as well?
I think they need to start the first Hall of Shame and put the Puffos in for whining so much and trying to leech off their dead brother.
Any other thoughts?
No, everyone? I don't want to see Lanny in there.
Really? The genius? You like the genius?
I don't know who that is, so.
He was fine for, you know, a background character and a portion of it, but he's not Hall of Fame worthy. For that matter, I still think that they should retroactively get rid of Coco Beware's.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Like, it shouldn't be in there.
You put it on the line in a match and have somebody beat the fuck out of him and take it from him and be like, you were no longer a Hall of Fame member. Now it's given to, I don't know, Vader or something.
In fact, Vader should be the one who does it.
Yeah. Fuck. He beat the hell out of Heath Slater. I'm going to come back and do that. Just be like, well, I deserve to be champion in WWF, and I never got that, so I'm just going to take a Hall of Fame spot instead.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm okay with it.
Well, we want to know what you out there got to think about the Macho Man Randy Savage being announced as the first member of the 2015 Hall of Fame class. Well-deserved, past due, but good to finally see it happen. Definitely the top moment tonight on Raw. Well, I'm going to open up the phone lines to our first caller, and it's someone who I didn't think we were expecting to see this week, but we do got him here with us. It's our favorite man from the 412. His name's JD. JD, you there, man?
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Ah, not much, man. It's good to hear you. I didn't think we were going to hear from you this week. How you doing?
Yeah, good. I feel good, actually. I'm at my watering hole with some friends of mine. We're doing our fantasy football wrap-up party, and we're watching the big Ohio State-Oregon game, so I figured I'd give you guys a call. It's taped Raw tonight, so I will get a chance to catch up with it later on tonight when I get this, like, it's about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'll catch it tomorrow, though.
Oh, Jesus, so, man.
I did tape it tonight.
Well, you heard the big news, I'm sure.
Yeah, I heard about it this morning. I heard about 11 o'clock this morning on my phone. I have the WWE Network on my phone app, actually, and that's when I first heard the story. You're right. I mean, to start off this week, however, you're right. It is way, way, way overdue, and it's about time Vince and the WWE finally give the Macho Man his credit. I mean, he's been waiting for almost 15 years. I don't know what the hell's been the hold up. I mean, it's way overdue, however. I mean, I'm a little surprised Hogan's doing the speech, however. I could see Liz, like one of our guys said, however, earlier, however, could go in this year. Another guy could see maybe go in this year, and I don't know if they'll announce him. Maybe Ravishing Rick Rude now, possibly. Mm. I mean, Rick Rude, but they're the same base, Stevens also. I don't know. I mean, but to see Macho Man lead off the class this year, however, and be the headliner early on, however, it was a little gutsy tonight. I got to give it to him, but at the same time, I'm glad they're doing it in more ways than one. But let's get to Raw. I mean, I did read some of the results on my phone, however.
Uh-oh.
I didn't get to see the whole show yet, however, like I said. But I did read what I saw earlier, however, and obviously, once again, it just goes to show they love the screw scene and have Seth Rollins' little bitches find a way to help Seth Rollins cheat, as usual, and get a cheap fluke win. Then you have this whole stupid shrink thing with Dean Ambrose, which was the stupidest thing I heard by far all night long. And then you have, oh, let's see, Naomi gets screwed by having one hand tied behind her back and Felicia Fox. Once again, it just goes to show the authority loves that people suck them off at every turn and kiss their ass because they're not for their kind of wrestlers. And meanwhile, and you don't have no Rowan, no Rowan, like I said. You have no Ryback. You have no Ziggler this week. Now, they're talking about bringing them next week into Dallas, possibly for the go-home show before the Rumble. And they're also saying, apparently from what I heard, HBK, Flair, Hogan, and Razor Ramon as well. What the hell are you going to do with them in Dallas next Monday night? What are you going to do with them? Seriously, that's the big million-dollar question you're going to have to do, you know? I mean, I don't know, but from what I've been reading, however, this show looks like a total waste tonight. The ratings last week were 2.8, the week before 2.5. They'll be lucky if they even crack a 2.5 tonight between the championship ball games on right now and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this Raw seems like a throwaway show. Like I said, the only highlight was Savage's announcement tonight. It's the highlight of the night. The low point, like I said, I haven't seen it yet, but from what I've been reading, it looks like that whole John Cena, Seth Rollins opening match is once again Seth Rollins has to have his little spoon, if you will, help him in any way they can because it's in his contract that Seth Rollins wants to blow Triple H and get a cheap victory against Cena. So it seems like, once again, a very, very lousy Raw, to say the least.
Boo! Boo indeed. All right, well, we can move on to a quick-ass JD. I know you're out in gallivanting about, but I think we can throw in a few quick questions here. Right? Yeah? You good?
Go for it.
All right, let's run through these real quick. Wago, you start.
Why should Drew shut up?
Why? All right, I guess we'll vote to Drew. Drew. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough follow-up. But my question is, with the game on right now, who do you have winning it?
I like Oregon for some reason, but Ohio State, however, despite the turnovers, however, has just been too strong all night. As much as I'm not a Buckeye fan tonight, however, I mean, I got to give them their credit tonight. Despite the turnovers, I'm pulling for Oregon to pull it out, but it looks like Oregon's just going to be Ohio State's too strong, and right now, Ohio State just scored again, so it looks like it's all but over right now at this point. As Ohio State's up 15, so I was pulling for the Buckeyes tonight, but despite the turnovers, I went with Oregon tonight.
Are you a Penn State type of guy?
Oh yes, big time. I was happy to see Penn State beat BC in that bowl game a few weeks ago in New York. I had a few friends who were in New York for that game actually.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so. Yeah, well, no, I mentioned that because, you know, Penn State has had some success with national titles. So, yeah, you're probably used to it, or you're probably not a big fan of Ohio State.
He's fat!
And he's also fat.
Now, I mean, some of those flying men. Ohio State's been lucky. They've had a couple games this year where they've been lucky getting breaks. But, I mean, yeah, they crushed Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. Yes, they barely beat Penn State at Penn State. But like I said, tonight, however, it's just been too strong. Their running has just been too dominant against Oregon State tonight.
All right. Sean, you got a question for JD?
I do.
What's up?
I do. Where can I buy a white gimp mask?
A white sheet mask?
No.
I'm trying to think. I don't know where you can buy a white sheet mask there, but if you heard what I said last week, however, I think it wouldn't be too hard to find them. I'm guessing a thrift store. I think we're going to go back to last week, what I said, but I'm going to say a thrift store. That's just my guess.
All right, there you go. Tony, you got something?
Did O.J. Simpson do it?
What's that?
Did O.J. Simpson do it? Is he guilty, or what's going on with the glove?
I have no opinion on that. I couldn't tell you on that one. That's tough to say. I have no answer for that one.
All right, JD, I got a question for you. Why don't you tell us what you really think about Silent Wind of Doom?
Oh, okay. And I hope he's listening because I remember my remarks from last week. Well, if Silent Wind of Doom has any cojones, however, it has a throwdown, however, I'm throwing out the challenge to next week, however, as we talked last week after the Corpus Christi show. Like I said, I'm going to catch up with Law later tonight or tomorrow, but I'm throwing this challenge out to Silent Wind of Doom right now. Next Monday night, after Raw from Dallas, however, if you're willing to come on the air and spar with me, and if you think you can match me for my intellect, however, I dare you to bring it on.
Well, JD, I know you don't like the authority, but I'm kind of like the authority around here, so I have a surprise for you. That match is going to happen, and it's going to happen right now! Silent Wind of Doom, you there? Silent Wind of Doom is here. Silent Wind of Doom, you heard the words of JD last week and this week. What do you got to say in retaliation?
Yes. Why are you always so mad, man? Take it down a notch. Come on. What happened?
Well, I'm going to throw it out early on and say, Silent Wind of Doom, if you have anything to ask me or you want to throw a comment out, I'll be glad to respond to you.
I'm sad because I had a really good one, and I can't remember it now. So I'll ask
you. Fuck this shit. You guys are meant to be at each other's throats. Fuck you.
Damn it, Silent Wind of Doom. Say something about his mother.
Yeah, like it's, do something.
You're a putz.
God.
That's all you can come up with. I'm a putz. Well,
fuck, I'm on JD's side.
Lay into him, JD.
Yeah, JD's cutting a better promo.
Yeah, JD, cut a promo on him.
No. Oh, okay. Let me just say right now, I already said my promo. I said, if he has any balls to have any decent remarks to say instead of blowing the authority, I'll be willing to challenged him anything. I mean, like I said, if he wants to ask me a question about the authority, if he wants to ask me any wrestling question, I'm willing to take a challenge on with him next week.
All right, so I want to do. I think you need another week to prepare. So we're going to let you return. We're going to let you return to the showers and
go back to Triple H's office and give him a rubber tug while you're at there, Silent Woman.
Oh, Silent Woman Doom. Well, we'll bring you back on in a little bit, but I'm going to put you back on mute for now. Oh, JD. All right, JD. I have one other challenger for you that you might want to go against. Let's see what he's got to say. He's from the 540 area code. 540, you're live. Who's there with us this week?
This is Jeff.
Oh, it's just Jeff. Okay.
Long time no see, man.
Jeff. My New Year's resolution is to stop all those gimmicks. My New Year's resolution.
Whoa.
Yep.
Good
surprise
for you.
Hey, Jeff,
I almost had a joke.
Making the Macho Man into the Hall of Fame.
Guys.
Yeah, I heard all about that this afternoon, apparently, when I woke up. And like you said, I think it's well overdue. Yep. Yeah, but big props to WWE for making it happen.
All right, Jeff, I brought you on
Ethan
so
Paul
you can ask.
A good presenter, though.
Jeff, I brought you on so you can ask a question for SJD. Jeff, do you have something to submit to JD?
Okay. Yes, I do, JD. How you doing? I'm good. How was your holiday? It was very well. Very good.
All right. That was a great SJD question. All right. We'll bring Jeff back on in just a minute. JD, hope you continue your partying well, man. Yes. How many weeks do we have until Royal Rumble? Is that 3 weeks?
Two. We got next week in Dallas, and it's 2 weeks from Sunday. Yes, 2 weeks. The go-home show is next week in Dallas.
So we don't got much time then. What do you hope to see happen before then, before we get to the big event?
Well, I think they got to get better writing. That's one thing they got to do. And they got to have bring back, like I said, Ryback, Rowan, and Ziggler. I mean, obviously, those rings tonight for this week's show is going to be in the crapper because of the championship game and other things that are on tonight. People didn't give two shits about this Raw. I mean, Brock, Mr. Steroid Lesnar showed up tonight, and of course, we won't see him again until the Rumble, and then after that, we won't see him probably until well before WrestleMania.
All right, we got...
He was supposed to be there next week, however, and now he's not going to be there next Monday, I hear.
Silent Wind of Doom says he has another question for you, so let's get him in on here. Silent Wind of Doom, you got a second chance here. What do you got to say?
I was typing, man. I was just going to ask him how he feels about the Phil Stevenson show, and does he often call into doll talk shows? That's it.
What show? The Stevenson show? I never heard. What are you talking about? What
the
show?
The Phil Stevenson show, man. He's like one of the premier guys on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all I know is he's a piece of shit and a piece of garbage for all I care. And he can kiss my you-know-what.
What did Phil Stevenson do?
You really do hate everything, don't you?
He thinks he's all that. Trust me, however. I mean, he thinks he's the king of Blog Talk Radio, however. I actually am going to be – I'm working on starting up my own show. I don't know when we're going to start it. Hopefully, we start it after the Rumble. And if you guys want to join in, I'll, you know, what day and what time. But we'll watch it.
I thought you already had a show, like two of them.
Well, we did have one, like I said, my other show. We haven't actually got that up and running. We've been working and trying to get that started, but we haven't actually got a date yet on starting the second show.
I have a question for JD now.
The first show was a total disaster. This one, however, we're hoping to get this one up and running very, very soon.
So are you going to be the king of Blog Talk Radio now, JD?
What's that?
Are you going to be the king of Blog Talk Radio now?
Oh, hell yeah, I am. No doubt about it.
Oh, there we go. Silent, you got competition now.
Payne and I will be the number one voices on Blog Talk Radio. He's number one and I'm 1B.
Well,
we're
going to give you competition on that one.
More like a 1B plus, I would say.
1B? 2B?
Yeah, I'm a 1B plus. I'm a 1B plus. I can't say anything bad. I'm a 1B plus. I'll say that.
All right.
Like I said, I didn't get you.
I was going to wrap things up, but you had something else you wanted to say before we let you go?
I just called to talk to you boys real quick. Like I said, I know you guys weren't going to hear from me tonight, but I said, I'm going to catch Ron tonight. And I will catch up with you guys next Monday. Enjoy the rest of the week, fellas.
You too. Absolutely, man. Have a good night. All right. Silent Wind of Doom, you still there?
That was fucking terrible, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, that was pretty
disappointing.
Stuttering
like you're me. What the hell's your problem?
No, you know what? You was worse than Drew, and that's like the worst fucking remark I can make.
I thought Drew would be on my side, given the whole I had like 5 minutes to prepare thing. I figured he would feel
five minutes. You had a whole week.
No. It doesn't matter. I prepare. Miguel is the one that does prepare for shit. At least I attempt.
I was supposed to be prepared for next week. He just showed up, and then Wago calls me out. And what am I gonna do?
You should have been preparing as soon as you said you were gonna do this last week.
We was gonna give you like fan of 2014, and you just blew it. We had a whole plaque put together and everything.
You know, maybe Jeff from Texas.
It's so big, we had to hire a tow truck to deliver it.
Yeah, I know.
I named my team after you, Silent Wind of Doom.
All right, Silent Wind of Doom, I'm going to put you back on mute for a second. We're going to bring on another caller here. We had him on before. It's from the 540. Let's see who it is. 540, Jeff, you there?
North.
Yeah, I'm there. How you guys doing?
Tremendous. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing very well. It's not about Raw tonight. I do, however, want to talk about Randy Savage.
Tremendous.
I really do think it was well overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? A big props to WWE for letting them do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what held them back for so long, but. I've been a huge Randy Savage fan for pretty much my entire time of being a wrestling fan. One of my favorite characters, and it felt empty without him, and it's good that this finally has happened. What do you think about Hulk Hogan putting him in?
All of his great matches in the WWE. He had some great memories. Also, love the memory when he had a fight with Jake the Snake Roberts. With that Cobra incident.
Ah, the one biting his arm, and then when he had the Cobra inside the present that was the wedding gift. That was a fantastic, very memorable feud. Of course, the Mega Powers coming together and breaking apart. His feud with Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage. Then going into WCW, member of the NWO. One of the most memorable voices, a face of Slim Jim. People just so iconic for so many things he's done. Need I be remiss if I did not mention Spider-Man?
Yeah, I saw that movie with him and Spider-Man in the cage. I mean, you should have seen the way when Spider-Man jumped out and he said, "That's a nice costume. Did your husband give it to you?" I tell you what, I laughed when he said that.
Besides Randy Savage, do you have any thoughts about Raw tonight?
Kind of a lot of thoughts, yeah. With the whole Raw and Cena Lesnar thing. I really enjoyed Raw and standing tall in the middle at the end of the segment with he didn't need to beat up Cena. He didn't need to beat up anyone. He just needed to beat up Cena and Lesnar, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him winning the WWE World Title at the Rumble anyhow.
Even with all the odds stacked in his favor.
Yes, because he's got his little, like JD Cole says, bitch boys, Noble and Mercury.
Oh boy, it's rubbing off.
Of course, he's what?
Nothing.
He used Cena to bring the authority back, and people are considering Rollins the man responsible, the man in charge for bringing the authority back. Well, you know what? I don't see Rollins winning the WWE Undisputed World Heavyweight title, and I don't think Cena's going to walk out of the belt. I still think it's either going to be Lesnar versus Reigns or Lesnar versus Bryan at WrestleMania.
I think those are the money matches. As much as I like Seth Rollins and he is the top of his game, it's hard to think of something that's going to be a bigger marquee than having Brock Lesnar in a match with one of those two gentlemen. Jeff, your high point, your low point for Raw tonight?
I guess the high point would have to be Randy Seth,
the announcement when they announced Randy Savage in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The low point is Rollins and Cena still opening up Raw. I hate that. I hate when they open up Raw, Rollins and Cena.
Well, at least it wasn't the Authority.
Yeah, but before I go, I want to say something.
What's that?
Can I make a match?
A match? You want to make a match?
Oh, I'm going to make a match. A match between JD and the Silent Wind of Doom next week, player.
Holla, holla, holla.
Yep. All right, Mike. I'll see you later.
All right. You have a good night, man. Well, I guess he broke his New Year's resolution on the first week.
Wow, that took him like...
No, he didn't break it because he didn't make it a tag team match.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
He only went halfway through the gimmick.
He just got the braces part now.
Oh my gosh. Always wild calls happening here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. This is the most interactive post-Raw experience. And if you want to join the conversation, dial in area code 760-512-7247. If you have Skype, you can join as well by pressing the Skype icon at the top of the broadcast page on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're also listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, scroll on down, find the chat room, and find all the cool people in there like Creep is on Radar, Ferris419, John Bruce, Chaotic, all the cast members, Wazili and Silent Wind of Doom. Yeah.
You don't get to be so enthusiastic about that anymore. He's lost those privileges.
So it's the Silent Wind of Doom.
The Silent Wind of
Doom. No, it's Samuel Shaw style.
We don't even pronounce the Doom properly. It's a Silent Wind of Doom.
It's Silent Wind of Poop. That's your nickname until you redeem yourself. There you go. No! That's his reaction.
Darth Vader, Jesus.
Oh, gosh. All right, guys. I think the next big thing we could talk about is our final segment that we had tonight, the contract signing for the triple threat at Royal Rumble between Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, John Cena. We start at the end with the Authority of Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in the ring. They bring out each one of the members in it. They have some really great tension building up it all between the three of them. Seth Rollins really holding his own throughout this, interrupting Paul Heyman. Eventually John Cena pretty much makes this like infer that like Brock Lesnar and him are going to like team up to kick his ass. It's like, yeah, we'll see that happen. And of course, with all contract signings, it had to end in a brawl. Someone went through a table, and a lot of things of this was typical to your average contract signing, but I also think that there was a lot of great tension made because something was unique about this that I don't know if we've ever seen a contract signing for a triple threat. And I think that's what made this one feel a little special to me. Or maybe it's just that all these guys were on their game. Whatever it is, I enjoyed this final segment. It was a good ending to what was an otherwise meh Raw, which started out pretty good, ended pretty good. So I guess it was overall not too bad because of that, because that's usually the things you remember the most is the beginning and the end. Well, what do you guys think about our contract signing we had this evening?
Well, I enjoyed it a lot. Paul Heyman's mic work is always on the ball, and Seth Rollins continues to improve every week that he's out there. When he initially won the Money in the Bank, I didn't think he'd ever really fit or I'd recognize him truly as a main event talent. But over 2014 and heading into 2015, he's made me a believer. So very much enjoyed it. Brock was a bit awkward with his opening line to Seth, Mr. Curb Stomp. Yeah, you Kirby. But overall, pretty good segment. Excuse me, sir.
It's someone trying to, continue.
I was done.
Bang, bang.
No, anyways, I enjoyed the final segment as well. I just thought it was weird that they played that Macho Man promo and then they came back and was like, okay guys, that's it for this Raw. First, you know what, the at first when he curb stomped Brock Lesnar after he got F5, I was a little like, why the fuck doesn't he try to cash it in right now? But then it makes sense. Why would he do that and then have to face both of them at Royal Rumble? That's stupid. So
as a champion, first, plus John Cena was right there, it would have made it tough.
I don't know. Well, except John Cena was out. I don't know. No one gets up from the curb stomp. Come on. It's a curb stomp. Fuck, dude, I'm not gonna lie. If you take that curb stomp, you're out for like 4 minutes. That curb stomp is fucking nasty. Just imagine if it's like the actual curb stomp nasty. In real life where you... No, you know how like the in real life where in like movies, like when they do it, like they put your teeth up against like the curb just to knock your fucking teeth out. Just imagine if you actually did that. Mm-hmm. That'd be fucking brutal.
You could only do that kind of a curb stomp in a street fight.
No. A no holds barred match. Come on.
Shut up. Jesus Christ. Tony, you got any thoughts about our contract signing?
I didn't pay attention to more than half of it. I spent part of the time telling Drew how to spell pneumonia. I didn't care. At this point, it's a contract signing. The only way that this would have woken me out of half paying attention, half not, is if Andre the Giant was standing there in suspenders bouncing off the ropes instead of sitting down. It's, I don't know. I mean, this match is interesting, but tonight's episode was just packed with too many promos, and I didn't want to sit through another one.
All right. Well, you didn't think Seth Rollins was even on his game tonight?
Yeah, he was no better or worse than normal. I mean, I like Seth Rollins, so he's usually solid. Wasn't anything special.
Do you think we'll ever promote him from being like a sewer rat, homeless teenager kid? Or do you think he's going to be stuck with that forever?
No. Well, I mean, if Shawn Michaels is still supposed to be the heartbreak kid, then I think that Seth Rollins can stay this way for a little bit.
I'm pretty sure it's just going to grow, and eventually we're going to have a document that's like 3 pages long. That's just what Seth Rollins is.
I thought you were about to say a documentary, and I was like, what the fuck, Peyton? A documentary about why he is.
Really insightful things you're adding to the conversation tonight, Drew. Really glad you're here.
Like always. Did you know?
Spoiler alert, that's the do you know for this week's Mac Talk.
All right, Sean, you got any thoughts about the performance of all the men in our contract signing tonight?
You've seen one contract signing, you've seen them all. Though every time Seth Rollins said that I pinned you on the mat, 1, 2, 3, Cena tonight, take a drink. You'll be as drunk as Silent Wind of Doom.
And Sean knows a thing or two about people who are drunk.
Yeah. Just don't drink and then do a podcast. Trust me.
I thought you were going to say you was taking a drink every time in celebration. You must be pretty happy.
No, nothing happy about tonight's episode.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation, the most interactive post-Raw experience. It's not too late to call. Get yourself in line. Get yourself heard here tonight. We'll see you on the other end.
You gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here.
We're back here on Mega Powers Radio for the Raw post show, the most interactive post Raw experience. Love hearing what y'all got to say. We've had lots of wild callers already, so if you want to add to it, dial in, join the chat room, do whatever you want to get yourself involved. Get yourself involved, either way. Guys, we got a lot of other segments to go down here, and I don't know if we really have too much to say, so why don't we bring back an old favorite, and let's finish out the rest of the show with the Raw Quick Draw. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Pew, 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 pew. Gotcha.
No, Kenny, it's pew, pew.
So the way the Raw Quick Draw works is that we are going to go through each segment, I'm going to run it through really fast, and then go around to all the hosts here and let them say really quick words, you know, something like one line or two lines at most of what they thought about that particular segment. So our first segment was our opening one with John Cena coming out saying that he is going to win the title at the Rumble and that he's going to sit at home with it just like Brock Lesnar does. Triple H and Stephanie come out to patronize Cena and the fans about bringing the Fired Stars back, offer Cena to be a hero again by bringing them back in a match with Seth Rollins in a lumberjack match, which happens immediately after that. And I gotta say, not too bad. Seth Rollins is developing a reputation of taking lumberjack matches and making them pretty damn good. These guys had a great back and forth. John Cena, you know, to his credit, he even debuted a move I'm pretty sure I never saw him use before with a spine buster, and it wasn't solid, but you know what? It looked pretty brutal. It reminded me of like a Farouk type spine buster. Cena faces trouble from all the lumberjacks throughout the match. Eventually, it becomes too much when Big Show pulls him out for a knockout punch, allowing Seth Rollins to roll him up for the pinfall victory. Seth Rollins with a pinfall over John Cena on Raw. Big for win for him, regardless of the circumstances. Wago, what do you got to say?
I was very happy with the match. I thought I was going to be disappointed as soon as I heard lumberjack, so that was a nice surprise, and hats off the two for having a solid match, and I didn't actually mind the ending too much. It made sense.
Tony?
Yeah, solid match. One of the best things of the entire night. I agree with you about the lumberjack situation. Maybe Seth Rollins is just, he just knows how to work them. I don't know, but I liked it.
Sean?
Sean was right all along about Seth Rollins, and yeah, it was a match.
Wait, are people getting silenced? People can't hear us?
What?
Is that the case? That's what it looks like in the chat room. I can't freaking keep up because people keep talking.
Hey, it looks like it's silent.
Hang on, I'm going to put the sound on.
I think mentioned it. Maybe Ferris. Maybe they need to like, reload the page or something.
Yeah. Did we turn into Silence Wind of Doom?
I'm listening myself. I can't hear shit.
Yeah, actually, I can't. I don't know, dude. I haven't been able to hear shit this entire time, and I've had the thing on.
Nah, I figured it out. What's up, guys?
You didn't have us
on.
Oh,
my God. You're so bad. Are you serious?
It's okay. At least I've been recording for the archive version. So if you want to hear what you missed, folks who are listening live, join us for the archive version of the show, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SmarkOutMoment.com.
Can you edit out that horrible thing that I said then?
No, you have to tune into SmarkOut Moment to find out what horrible thing Tony said. Otherwise, you might never know. So who did I not get for this lumberjack match, Sean?
Wait, what?
What'd you think about the lumberjack match?
It was okay. Right. It was a lumberjack match, and I was right all along about Seth Rollins. So suck my knob.
Suck my knob.
We had a series of backstage segments with Dean Ambrose facing some Dr. Corbett. Or something? Corbett Burger?
Whatever his name was. I haven't quite figured out what burger he is yet.
I think he's,
if you have any burger suggestions, leave them in the comments.
I think he's Dr. Crybaby Burger.
Okay. Crybaby Burger.
That's it. There's a few segments with them. They were kind of funny, I guess. Some of them also hit kind of awkward. Whatever. Tony?
I love this. I thought that it was going to be really, really stupid at first, but Dean Ambrose is great at this kind of stuff. The one thing that made me laugh a lot was, you know, the Rorschach test and the word association. And what do you think about this? Thursday. I love that. We've been hearing these fucking commercials and seeing them for a couple weeks now. And that was a great, like, meta joke that I'm sure went over a lot of people's heads. Unfortunately, the whole thing was funny too, so solid A+ on my part.
Wago? Wago?
Sorry, I cut out. My internet connection died. What topic are we on?
The backstage stuff with Ambrose and the doctor.
Oh, I love that shit. It was silly as fuck, but if you treated it for what it was and harmless humor that really wasn't offensive to me, it's fine. I like the first aid joke. I heard Tony mention that, and I just got a kick out of it ending with the fucking doctor in tears and Ambrose winning his way against the authority. Very fun.
Sean?
Didn't like it. Wasn't a fan. Just reminded me of Dr. Shelby.
Drew?
I enjoyed it, and I thought the first segment was good, and I thought the lumberjack match was good. So, yep.
All right, we had a tag match with Tyson Kidd and Cesaro against the New Day members Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston. I tuned out. I'm not even sure what the actual ending of this match was. I know New Day won. I didn't see what the actual finisher was. I don't know if they actually have made any kind of team finisher. I could not give a shit less about these guys. Does anyone even have anything to say about this segment? I'm not even going to bother saying your names.
I thought Big E and Kofi had like some type of, like, they combined their two finishers to do something. I thought they did something like that for their finisher.
Yeah, Big E throws Kofi Kingston in the air and they do some sort of fucking flip.
I thought it was a mixture of the Big E's finisher, like, the knee slam and like Kofi off the top rope or something.
They have something along those lines, but I've never really cared about them enough to remember it.
Well, there you go.
Well, Biggie sweats, so that's why he carries a handkerchief around.
That's fucking funny. Good writing there.
All right, we had Big Show out for a promo. He calls the crowd out for being failures and hating everyone at their job, which I just completely backed him up on. It's like, yep, preach.
Yeah, even you, Palin.
Huh?
What? I don't know.
For fuck's sake, Drew.
Oh, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, even you, Peyton.
Roman Reigns interrupts Big Show, much like Drew just interrupted me. Roman Reigns cuts a promo tonight talking about what the hell is that fairy tale called? The giant
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk giant thing majigger.
Giant and the Jack.
Roman Reigns sounding much more confident this evening than he generally has. I thought he did a pretty damn good job. Not knocking out of the park, amazing, best promo I've seen in the whole freaking year so far, but yeah, this is the level that Roman Reigns needs to keep performing at week to week to week if he is going to be someone that they really want to center as one of the big stars going forward, especially if it's going to be the big star. So props to him for improving. Hopefully it keeps up and it's not just a one-week thing and it just gets better and better from here on out. And props to the Big Show as well. I thought Big Show had some great crowd interaction. He had them in the palm of his hands that entire segment, making him do whatever he wanted to. Pretty good, I would say, overall. Wayo?
Yeah, I enjoyed Big Show's work, and as far as Roman Reigns goes, he's had a big improvement tonight. It doesn't seem to fit his character how happy-go-lucky Roman... Sorry. Reminded me too much of John Cena. I didn't like that. The Roman Reigns that I enjoyed was the one that looked cool, calm, and collected, and smooth talk Renee Young. So I still think he's having a hard time finding his character, but the segment was solid and it accomplished what it needed to do.
Sean?
Don't like it. Long-winded. Boring. He sounds green. Get rid of him.
Drew?
I'm not a fan of Big Show, but I was able to deal with Roman Reigns' part, so it wasn't too bad.
Tony?
I liked Reigns better than Big Show. I do kind of agree with what Wago said, though. It does kind of remind me a little bit too much of what Cena typically cuts, and that's not Roman's character. So hopefully they don't stick with that, but who knows? Maybe that the reason why he was so comfortable is that he really fucking likes fairy tales and fables and stuff. And this was like the one promo where he was just kind of like, yes, I get to talk about Jack the Beanstalk.
Well, him and Bray Wyatt should do dueling promos talking about fairy tales. Bray Wyatt was talking about Alice in Wonderland tonight.
I think Roman Reigns will faint after fucking Bray Wyatt sucks up all the oxygen.
Well, you probably shouldn't put him in a match with Brock Lesnar then.
Oh, fuck.
I see what you did there.
Did I miss anybody on this? No.
Cool.
All right, cool. We had a match with Alicia Fox versus Naomi where Naomi had her arm tied behind her back. Fox gets the easy victory. Any thoughts on the Divas match?
I did not know there was this Divas match.
Well, it was a match. And that's all you needed.
I would rather watch this.
Was it more of not a match
because
you had one arm tied around her back?
What did you say, Sean?
I'd rather watch this match a million times over than listen to another Roman Reigns promo.
Damn.
Pretty sure by like the eighth time watching it, you wouldn't want to sit through the rest of the million.
I'm pretty sure that by the second time, you wouldn't want to sit through the million.
We got a couple callers waiting on the line patiently. I appreciate you guys sitting there. We're going to bring you on as soon as we finish up the Raw Quick Draw. We only have a few segments left to get through, and then we'll bring on our last couple callers for the show. We had the Usos against Miz and Mizdow for the 527th time. Miz gets the victory with a skull-crushing finale. Nothing much to say about that. Again, anything from you guys?
He actually did a finisher with the skull-crushing finale. People have been kicking out of that for like the past 4 months now, so I was kind of surprised about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Word. Daniel Bryan comes out to say last week he announced he was in the Royal Rumble, but this week he's announcing that he intends to win it.
So, yeah, I'm glad he cleared that up for me because I thought he was just going to come in, do a few laps, hop over the top rope, and go home.
I thought he was going to pull an Ahmed Johnson or something.
But now I know he's going to try and win, so I'm really invested.
Yeah. Anything else anyone going to say about that? Oh, they're going to be rushing his debut instead of doing it at Royal Rumble. They're doing it on SmackDown on Thursday.
Oh, I'm glad they dropped that bombshell that wasn't pre-announced or anything.
Yeah. Brie Bella versus Paige happened. I think Brie won via roll up. Divas match. It happened. Bray Wyatt did this rambling Alice in Wonderland promo.
What was that about? Who was that about, anyways?
The Bray Wyatt promo?
Yeah.
It was about Alice in Wonderland. Yeah,
just rambling on Alice about Alice in Wonderland. I'm not even sure what that was supposed to promote.
Is promoting Sean getting points.
He mentioned something about Royal Rumble.
He did say the words Royal Rumble at one point, so I think it was about it.
Yeah, that's all I got from it. Royal Rumble, fairy tale.
No. Bray Wyatt is the example that you could just say gibberish and mention the Royal Rumble, and people are like, oh, okay, that's what he's talking about. Okay.
I don't need to hear it, but I need to know what it is.
The Ascension versus some more local dudes. It was fine for a squash match. You're actually seeing the crowd start to really react to the Ascension's moves. But the problem is, this was so goddamn annoying because of JBL on commentary, who just would, like, rip on these guys the entire match because they're just facing jobbers. Like, what the fuck, JBL? I could find a healthy amount of tapes of you facing jobbers when you first came in as Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
You know what? The commentary wasn't even my biggest issue with this whole thing.
Hmm?
My biggest issue was... So, the Ascension, when they weren't champions in NXT anymore, and shit, even when they were champions, they beat jobbers. Now they've come to WWE and they're still beating jobbers. I want to see them evolve, so this is my biggest issue with them.
Well, now, wasn't their first match against Miz and Mizdow, the former tag team champions? So I don't think you could really make that argument. So there.
Well, who did they wrestle on SmackDown?
I think I might.
I don't know. I didn't fucking watch SmackDown. Nobody else does.
But it was jobbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It might have been Road Warriors.
Yeah, it might have been Hawk.
They did say they were better than them, so I'm assuming they had a match at some point.
Oh, I bet Lance Storm is going to get his panties in a bunch about that now.
I like how blatant they were. They had one of those little inset promos, and they didn't even like try to be creative. They were just like, yeah. We're better than the Demolition. We're better than the Powers of Pain.
I kind of like that promo, honestly. They don't do stuff like that as much as they used to, but short and simple stuff like that, if you're supposed to be like a dominant group, I can handle.
Absolutely.
And usually I shit on the Ascension, but I'm not going to as much this week. I don't know. They entertain me. Just fucking JBL on commentary. I don't understand out of all of them why he is shitting on them and Booker T is trying to defend them. That makes no sense at all. But it is what it is.
Booker's probably going, well, fuck, somebody's got to get these guys over.
Yeah, no, I think he even mentioned it that someone has got to get these guys over. If you go and listen back to it, I guarantee you he says that. He did
say something along the lines of, I'm putting these guys over.
Yes. Like, I don't know what JBL's problem is. I don't know if it's someone backstage telling him to do it. But it's just so weird that he's the one doing it out of all of them.
I think realizing that people pine for like the old antagonistic color commentary that we've had throughout the years, like the Jesse Venturas and the Bobby Heenans, and even like the mid-90s Jerry Lawler, and he's trying to like be real riled up and all like that, but he's just not very good at it. Like, he's gonna just be in like a smarmy smartass once in a while, but
he's doing it the wrong times. It's mm-hmm. like, you're a heel, don't do it to the heels. dickhead.
No, it's like the thing is, what I hate with the heel and face commentary, like, they defend the stupidest shit ever, and it's to them it's logical, and like, it's never logical what they try to defend. And that's when I really get annoyed with Cole and JBL at times. But Booker T wasn't bad today, so I don't know. We'll have to wait and see if he's going to get worse.
All right, we had Rusev coming out and running down Ryback. There's this one point during this promo, which I thought was hilarious, where they cut to some people in the crowd that were chanting USA. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure they weren't even from that show. I feel like they just inserted some like clip from a different show of people chanting USA because it came and left while they were playing that clip. And they just looked out of place. Anyone else get that?
Yeah, especially the blonde chick. Like, I was kind of like, wasn't into the promo, so I was vaguely watching it. And when it cut to them, I just like did a double take.
Like, everything looked different. Like, the lighting looked different. Like, it just didn't look like it was from the same show.
They're the Rosebuds.
It's from TNA.
No, people.
TNA doing USA only chance people, now. Well, that's how over Rusev's getting.
The difference is people were watching it.
Yeah, it can't be from TNA. There was people there.
That's true.
He's interrupted by Dean Ambrose, and that sets a matchup between those two. I believe this had some kind of fucked finish, right?
No, yeah. They just ended it because...
Ambrose was hurt.
Dean Ambrose was injured, yeah.
Yeah.
The referee stopped the fight.
I don't understand what they're doing with Ambrose anymore. He's lost every important match. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's because he's going to go win the Rumble, that's why.
No, if he wins the Rumble, this might be one of the few times I'll get legitimately pissed off. Like, I didn't even get mad when Batista won last year. This would actually piss me off a lot more than that, if anything was going to piss me off. Because they're treating him like he's, Money in the Bank winner, but he's not. Which, I don't get it. Like, I don't even eat Cheez-Its, and just stupid stuff like this annoys me. Well, guys, it's y'all Drew show now, and yeah.
We lose Peyton again.
Well, guys, it looks like it's y'all Drew show. So after this, we
I'm gonna go ahead and log into the thing because I don't think we're there. So wait, Tony,
why?
Oh, I thought you was gone.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so. Oh, guys, it's not the All Drew show. I gotcha.
Yeah, I got you guys. Anyone else have any thoughts about Ambrose and Rusev?
Fuck Rusev.
Fuck Rusev.
I like Rusev.
Fuck you, Drew.
Well, Rusev. You know, honestly, if you would put a Rusev in front of me and like, hey, eat this.
Well, how do you like your Rusev? Scalloped or mashed?
I don't know. I like them baked. I like a good baked Rusev. I like
Was Rusev hanging out with RVD?
Get baked, I like that. He did the mash. He did the Rusev mash.
Oh my goodness. All right. That wraps up the Raw quick draw there. I think we could bring on our last two callers we got here. We got one from the 954 area code. Caller from 954, you're live on the Raw Post Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, is it the Macho Man?
Okay, all right. Guess who's back? It's Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
What was that music?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Jeff Jarrett.
I was going to say, are you trying to be... You did the Jeff Jarrett music, then you did a Macho Man impression. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Who cares
about consistency?
Okay, fine. Let's talk about Raw.
Okay, good.
Let's talk about Raw. Let's talk about Raw. It was a good
okay,
show.
Okay, Patty.
Okay. Okay, I gotta stop. Okay, no more drift here. Anyway, and finally, like I said, oh yeah, Macho Man, finally in the Hall of Fame.
Woo!
And,
Class of 2015, woo!
Yeah. Uh-huh, and then, And obviously, I still cannot believe, I've been gone for a while, I'm not Brock Lesnar, but, I can't believe the authority, what sound effects now, really? I cannot believe the authority is back, and John Cena forced him to, Vince thinks it's best if we saw Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania, that could have been good. But also, I miss Ryback. Ryback rules. I wish he was there.
It's only been 1 week, man.
I love Eric Rowan.
What?
Yeah.
What? You love Eric Rowan?
No, I like. I never said I loved him. I said I like him. What are you talking about?
No, you said you love him. You said you loved Eric Rowan.
Yeah, I heard love.
You must have a hearing problem.
Gay!
Okay, the silent one of doom is approving the loving of Eric Rowan.
You must have a hearing problem, but seriously, Cena could have got a chance to get his job back. Also, the funny thing is, Dean Ambrose getting his physical, getting some therapy all because, he checked out of the hospital himself. Man, that should have been Dr. Shelby. Dr. Shelby's way better than whoever that guy was.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Dr. Shelby, but this guy was okay. He was a good crier. I mean, Tony, how would you rate his crying, since you're such a good judge of crying?
Meh.
just a 4 out of 10?
Nah, that's what Bret Hart would rate it.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, and of course, and then the Jobber Ascension because they're just fighting local competitors. They're not really fighting anyone. The only true competition was Miz and Mizdow. they're not fighting New Day. They're not fighting TK, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. They're not fighting the Usos. They're just fighting local jobbers.
Wait. I just heard Sheamus died. You guys hearing this? Sheamus died.
Sean knows the most about this, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, what's this about Sheamus dying? Sean?
Nope, Sean fell asleep. Shit. Fuck, we'll never know.
Sean, what's...
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
What's this about Sheamus dying?
I'm pretty sure.
No, let Patrick speak. He's talking.
I'm pretty sure he's not dead. He's just having surgery.
I don't know.
I heard that he killed himself with a toaster.
That's a weird way to have surgery.
Yeah, they shock him with that, and then that's how they got him to go to sleep. But apparently he fucking died.
No, they should just use CM Punk. You know, have him wrestle a match because they're fucking boring. Hey-o! Yeah. So, Patrick.
And also, and then, of course.
What's your high point, low point, for instance?
Okay, I guess the last thing, the contract signing, Seth Rollins, curb stomping both men, Brock and then my low point right now will have to be the worst match will probably have to be the Ascension just fighting local competitors.
All right, Patrick, we're going to have to get you off now. We're getting lots of weird echo, but you have a good night, man. Always good to hear from you because you're not Rick.
Ferris, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Ferris, thank you for that. All right, we got one last person we should bring on here before we wrap things up here, and that's someone we had on before. He's been waiting patiently to get back on. Silent Wind of Doom. What's up, Silent?
No, we're not giving him the Doom part of it.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
Silent Wind of Doom.
Tonight? We're okay. How you doing?
Why do you get the answer? Maybe I'm not okay.
You can't time tell me when I immediately get on. Come on, man.
After your performance earlier, you deserve to be time cowed into the ground.
You're like Adam Rose. You have like a very disappointing debut, and now you have to like work yourself back up through this.
Mm-hmm.
I am a procrastinator.
We all are, but guess what? Miguel is the worst at it, but he still puts on something decent.
How does one get time cowed into the ground?
Well, time cow stands over them.
You just keep playing time cow until they dig their own grave.
So many times that you are so embarrassed that you decide that birds.
We should have a time cow kisses ass club or kisses utter club.
So, I want to do. You got any thoughts about Raw you want to throw out there?
I'm sorry. I broke immediately in Raw when John Cena said, hey, I'm going to take championship and I'm going to just go home and never show it again. Because how long has it been Brock Lesnar defended the championship on anything whatsoever?
Since September.
And then John Cena's like, I'm just going to not do it at all and go home. And what kind of threat is that?
A CM Punk kind of threat.
Not really, because we will just have more main events with Dean Ambrose losing. That's all.
Poor Dean Ambrose. I hope he wins eventually.
He's going to win the Rumble.
He's kind of like at that Rosa Mendez territory where all he wants to do is win a match.
Like, that's his dream in WWE. He wants to win a match.
Did anyone else notice Fandango tonight?
The mango?
Fandango.
He was a lumberjack, right?
I think he actually hurt himself.
There was a point where he looked like he got really pissed, and it did look like they fell hard on his leg.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
He hit the bowling ball spot, and he actually got pissed about it, and the whole rest of the match, he was angry and selling the leg. I think he actually got hurt.
I noticed that he hit the ground very similar to how Wade Barrett was slapping the ground after he got his collarbone broken, which I think was during a lumberjack match too. Oh no, it was a battle royal, wasn't it?
Who broke the collarbone?
Wade Barrett.
Wait, oh. Did Fandango do that?
Did Fandango do that? I think he was responsible for that.
I don't know, because Wade Barrett has gotten injured so many times in battle royals, yeah. So I don't know.
It was when he was supposed to win Money in the Bank or whatever, and thought he was going to win Money in the Bank.
I don't know. I feel like every year when they had two Money in the Banks, everyone's like, oh, Wade Barrett's got a shot.
Well, it's not Kane, I mean.
Yeah, he didn't have a shot like Kane did, but a shot nonetheless. I mean, Kane has a shot this Thursday, so.
Oh, my gosh. Silent Wind of Doom, any final thoughts about Raw?
Okay. I still don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is JBL attacking Ed and Jeremy? I don't know.
Probably because he's so mad that he doesn't know their names.
The Ascension are supposed to be heels, right?
I think so.
I think so too. JBL attacks them viciously, even though he's supposed to be the heel commentator.
Was he cinching out there during the lumberjack match?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they weren't.
Hmm.
They were just there during their own match behind local jobbers who, you know, fell to the side. But JBL attacks them viciously, even though it seems like they're supposed to be heels, right?
Yes, sure. Yeah, I don't get it either. Like, we were talking about it before. It's all on JBL. I don't know if he's being coached or what he's doing here. Like, there's times where he could be pissed off like that, but it should be when, like, Daniel Bryan is getting the advantage, not the Ascension.
Yeah.
For that matter, is the New Day babyfaces or heels? Because I can't figure that out either.
The New Day are babyfaces.
Why? Why would you make them think they're heel?
Because nobody's cheering for them?
They're supposed to be babyfaces.
Oh, I thought it was for something else.
But yeah, I like the New Day new finisher, even though it looked horribly dangerous. But yeah.
Word. All right, so I want to do your high point, low point.
High point. I love Roman Reigns' promo.
That's it. We're no longer
the
fans.
Whole time that he was rehabbing. I know. Sean hates it. Sean hates it. We disagree on this point, but I absolutely loved it. I guess he got, I feel like he got coached the entire time he was reading his cousin, because I thought he knocked it out of the park. It's the first time I've ever seen him have charisma. Low point, I don't know. I'm still figuring out, what's going to happen with the whole Brie is a heel and Daniel is a face thing. I still don't know when they're actually going to breach that subject. What's going on with that?
What's up with that?
Watch Total Divas, you find out.
Nobody.
I'm absolutely cursed, by the way.
Again, have to watch Total Divas, understand, just like Sean did. I don't get it. I don't watch Total Divas. I don't care.
Has anyone watched it? Does anyone understand how the whole heel face marriage dynamic? I mean, if she was a heel, I'd go ahead anyway, but still. Did they broach it on Total Divas?
Nope.
Okay. I'm probably going to hate this when I listen to it later on, because I don't understand anything anyone was saying tonight, but
cool. All right, so what to do? We're going to head on to the good, bad, and the ugly, man. We'll catch you a little bit later. Don't hang up. We'll bring you back a little bit.
Alright.
New day, good, bad, and ugly, or the good, bird, and the ugly, depending on what you want to call it. Yes, this is the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about what we thought was the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and the lamest, most embarrassing thing on this entire show. The wrestle crap worthy type stuff. And to start us off, why don't we go over to Drew McIncheese White.
My good is gonna be I'm gonna go with Tyson Kidd because it's fucking Tyson Kidd and he is awesome. My bad, I'm gonna have to go with I'm gonna have to go with Big Show because Big Show fucking sucks even though he has a gun. And my ugly, it's gonna have to be that Divas match, the one that I didn't even see because or notice because yeah.
Thanks, Drew. Wago.
You're welcome.
So for my good, I'm just generally giving it to the main event throughout the main event for Royal Rumble, the title match. The entire build was done very well tonight. The entire point of these shows is to sell the pay-per-views, and they did a good job of doing that. So hats off to them. As far as the bad goes, I'm backwards and forwards on this one, but I think I'm going to give it to Bray Wyatt's promo. It was pretty fucking terrible since I didn't know what it consisted of. And ugly, there was nothing that offensive on this show, so I've not gotten ugly.
All right, Sean?
Can I, wait, what?
The good, bad, and ugly.
What was the good, the bird, the ugly?
No one,
Drew's good was Tyson Kidd, wasn't it?
No, yeah. No one knows what Drew said.
Oh, well, my good is Daniel Bryan. It's great to see him in the ring and doing high-flying moves and shit. The bad, the entire thing, and the ugly Roman Reigns' promo. And also, Drew, I will trade you Tyson Kidd for Seth Rollins.
We're not, this is the wrong show, I don't know if you know that.
So Drew agrees, and he'll take care of that next time on Smart Cameras.
It doesn't even matter at this point. Peyton's gonna fucking win the league.
All right, Tony.
All right, good goes to the Thursday joke. Bad goes to Cena holding the title hostage and the whole situation with that actually being what Lesnar's done. We mentioned it multiple times in the show already, but it's kind of funny to think that WWE doesn't acknowledge that. Wago. And
kill yourself. What?
The ugly is the announcements of the teasers of the announcements that might be an announcement later on of Savage maybe getting announced for the induction later on. That's some TNA bullshit right there. Just fucking put it on the website and then later on mention it on the show itself and go, by the way, you might have seen it earlier on the website. Savage is going in. Don't do the whole he's expected to be announced as an inductee for that bullshit. That's really fucking stupid. Whoever made that decision doesn't understand basic fucking logic, I guess. I don't know.
More English.
All right. Well, my good, bad, and ugly. I have the good as the fuck. I just lost my notes. The good was Randy Savage going into the Hall of Fame. I didn't even have to fucking need my notes for that. The bad was JBL's horrendous commentary during that Ascendant match. It, you know, it's odd to enjoy squash matches, it is, but to have such horrendous commentary going on top of it, at least back in the day, you would have the banter between Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan to keep yourself enjoying it, but that was just horrendous. And the ugly is going to go to Bray Wyatt's promo. They just get worse and worse every week, it seems. This is one of the worst he's ever done. God damn it, man. What so much potential that was in this gimmick is just being completely squandered. Imagine they put Dean Ambrose in this gimmick.
Hell no.
Fuck that. He would do better promos than this guy.
He can just not do his gimmick and do the gimmick he's got.
Yeah, you got attached to it, but if you had seen it from the beginning, like, imagine how good he would be in that.
I don't know if it's him or not.
He's got the psychotic thing. He could actually fucking run a promo around.
I liked Bray Wyatt's earlier stuff. So I don't know if I'd enjoy Dean doing it. I can't imagine it. It's a weird scenario.
It has to be a little bit different. See, I would see him being more like a Clockwork Orange type cult leader.
Yeah, that movie that I haven't seen.
Well, fucking yeah, but if he's pulling a Clockwork Orange thing, he wouldn't go, man. And then that's like, you're missing out on that.
Oh, and you know what?
That's the best part about
according Wyatt. To that one segment, he does have a fascination with clocks.
Yeah, next week it's going to be oranges.
Wait, was that time, Cow? No, it's just a clock. Yeah, I'm sure the clock was smoking hot. I don't know how old the clock was. Yeah, I'm sure the clocks made in 1997 were fantastic. Can we return to the conversation now? All right, fantastic. One last thing to do here, guys. We're going to plug some stuff. Going to pass around to all the host members to give them a chance to tell you what else they got going on in the world. Drew, why don't you start us off with plugs?
Well, then, you can follow me on Twitter at DrewsofWhite. You just do whatever these guys tell you to do, because these guys are, you know, they have some cool shit that they do, as you all know by now. And, yeah, Untitled Movie Show. Got it for 2 weeks in a row, Miguel. You're welcome. Go there and listen to them, talk about movies. So, yeah, have fun.
Sean?
I've got shit somewhere on YouTube. Just search for Happy Pope Gaming. It's there. Look for it. New videos will so be depressed. Up next week. Happy days.
Fucking El Costado.
Wago.
It's 5:30 in the morning, right? Raw was shit. I'm extremely tired.
Wago.
Okay, so if you enjoyed any of my wrestling opinions here, check out Wago Rants. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/StephenWago. Also, for all your MMA needs, check out UDMMA. That's www.udmma.com, facebook.com/UDMMA, and twitter.com/UDMMA. And also check out Addicted to Anime every month on Mega Powers Radio. For more information on that, go to facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans.
Tony.
FanboysAnonymous.com, SmartCountBoomin.com, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher.com/SmartCountBoomin, Bleacher Report, eWrestling News, and if you want to follow anything else, meet me at Montauk.
There you go. All right, folks, if you enjoyed the job I've done as a host tonight, follow me individually on the Twitter at MRPADEN. That's Mr. Payton to find out whatever the heck I got going on at any given moment in time. If you've enjoyed this show in particular, please join us every single Monday night following the conclusion of Raw, where we give you the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We have phone lines open, the chat room scrolling, Twitter, all types of ways for you to get yourself involved, even after the show is done. However, if you cannot be here to join us live on MegaPowersRadio.com, you can join us archived on many means. We are on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and easy to find all those via SmartCountMoment.com. If you are listening to us via those means, or even if you're not, please do us a favor and support us by leaving us some positive feedback on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. It helps us rise the ranks and helps other people find the show. Just go ahead and search for the show and leave us a little feedback on there, and that'll be the best way you can support us at this time until some future things come out there where you can maybe support us financially. That's right, send us your money. We want it. Until that time, though, folks, keep listening. We'll keep making some content for you guys. For Tony Mango, for Stephen Huego, for Drew White, for Sean Walker, I am Mike Payton. We'll see you guys next time on MegaPowersRadio.com's Raw Post Show.